And he gave, he was like a banker. He had a gemach. So people were, would come and borrow money from him. So he had a bowl of stones on his desk. So they asked him, how come he has a bowl of stones? And so he says, when people come to borrow money, they like me. But when I need to ask it back, they're not so happy with me. So at least they should throw small stones at me, not large stones. Good, so we are finishing up our discussion of Amir Liakov. So today we're going to discuss the when a goy can be helpful. What are the situations where where Chazal allows to be makel on the Easter of Amir Lenachri? We opened up with the Easter of Amir Lenachri, we discussed the Yisodos, then we discussed the beginning of Hela Gimel Vishnebura, the opening of Hilchah Shabbos, how one has to be careful because of the Easter of Amir Lenachri not to have situations where Goyim are doing Melacha for us in Shabbos, and the most common situations, businesses and construction sites, had to be careful, and Chazal were very, very concerned about a goy working for a Jew, doing something for a Jew on mechuber, on a construction site or on one's home, and we're machmir ad kenei kach that we have to be choshesh for maris ayin, even in the situation where the common practice has changed and it's all done by kablonos afal pikeim. And then Chazal, then we're concerned about how we would run businesses, and then we discuss the concept of a Shabbos Shtar Mechira, which evolved in certain communities, that the person would have their business running in Shabbos, but they would hand it over to a non-Jew over the course of Shabbos, and we discussed the whether it's a good thing, not such a good thing, and how it should be done. Now, we're moving on to another part of the discussion of Amir Lenachri, which primarily comes from Shin Vav and Shin Zayin. There, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Easter of Dabar Dovar, that we have to be careful how we speak in Shabbos, that we have to speak differently in Shabbos. So one of the halachas is that we have to speak bad, that we have to be careful not to appoint a goy to the Moloch in Shabbos. There, even before that, in Reish Ayin Vav, there the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of the Eaters. That's what we're discussing today, are the times when Chazal relaxed their halachas of Amira La'akov. So one of the situations where Amira La'akov would be relaxed would be in doing an Isid Rabban L'Tzarech Mitzvah. That's part of the general rule of Shvus to Shvus. So that's in Shin Zayin Sif Hei. Shvus to Shvus B'mokei Mitzvah. In other words, a double derabbanan. So that could be doing a melacha she'ein etzrich l'gufa with a shinui. Right? That would, even though we're not so comfortable with looking at a melacha she'ein etzrich l'gufa as a derabbanan, because the Rambam holds it's not a derabbanan. So we're not, that's not a carte blanche. But let's say doing a melacha de rabbanon al yedei b'shinui, or doing a melacha de rabbanon al yedei goy, having a goy play an instrument in Shabbos. So that is a shvus to shvus. So there were situations, there was a discussion amongst the poskim, when people used to get married on Friday afternoons, and their first suda was Friday night, so there were situations where communities had goyim play instruments. The machlokes, whether it's a good thing to do or not, is it right? So the reason why was it a machlokes? Because the heter shvus to shvus fucking mitzvah was not such a widespread kula to begin with. There is the Gemara presents the din of shvus to shvus fucking mitzvah in the context of bris mila, to have a goy bring the baby through a carmelis. So the Mishnah discuss whether shvus to shvus b'mokay mitzvah dabd rabban l'tzarech mitzvah. What is the dabd rabban? It doesn't mean we're doing two isur rabban. It means that this is mutter b'nei raisa for two reasons, and Chazal still said it's also right. It's not a double. We're not doing it. It's not a double isur. It's really a double heter. How far do we go in saying that that Chazal established Isurim upon Isurim. This issue, how far did Chazal go, that comes up in the Machlegis Ramon de Behuda, whether one is allowed to cut a birthday cake on Shabbos. Right? Hilchos Ksiv Machlegis Ramon, what's the person has a birthday cake, it's happy birthday, and when you cut through the birthday cake, so the Ramon says you can't do that. Why is that? Because you're being moichek. Alright? So you can't do mechika. No tzarech mitzvah. So, it will be tzarech mitzvah. Still, Yisid Rabbanan. So then Yehuda says, Yisid Rabbanan. Number one, it's a mochik shalom al manas lechtov. Nobody's going to be rewriting the birthday cake, right? And number two, the ksav may not be a real ksav. It's sugar and sugar, right? I'm not sure if the ksav, all right. But at least we wonder about it. Number two, it's a shino. It's not the normal mechika, right? Number three is it's a malacha shesuch lagufa. And there's a fourth kul also. So the Yehuda says, well, if you have so many kul, how far does Chazal say? Chazal said a malacha b'shino is also. All right. Chazal said a malacha and shesuch lagufa is also. Chazal said a malach in miskayim also, but did Chazal say in miskayim shinui ayidei nochri? Did they say so? The Rambam says yeah. There's no reason otherwise. Chazal made on the certain things of Osir, but you have no evidence to say that there's some point where there's a statute of limitation of how far Chazal can go, and Chazal would not make gzera l'gzera. That's a different din. That means Chazal would not legislate to protect their own gzeiros. But if here Chazal made five different gzeiros, it so happens that in this one case, all five gzeiros apply. So Ramos is in a chalav, that's not the din. So our minig is to be choshish, our minig is to follow the Ramos. So we try to be careful in the event that somebody ends up cutting the cake, we don't say the post raiders, we don't get upset with them. But that's why some of the firmer bakeries put the happy birthday on a cookie, right? So that way you can lift the cookie off and cut the cake. But that's where this comes to end. So, but the pasha says that we do not make the cheshmer. B'shas adchak, well, we may say there is a Nedar Yehuda who says there is some limitations of how far we go with the rabbanos. But what we do find, and this gives a raya, a very strong raya to the Ramah, is that by shvus to shvus, Chazal were makel for bris milah. Have the goy carry the baby, or have a goy carry the ismo, the knife, the rishus rabbin, the rishus yachin, to a carmelist. Okay, so then there is a machlek is also whether carrying through a carmelist is a shvus above which we shvus the shvus. But be it as it may, we have that then. So the rishonim say, was this Chazal being makel for bris milah and Shabbos? Hey yois, that is mutter to do a bris milah and Shabbos. Hayyos of the Torah itself was makel on the Isur Chabola b'Shabbos. Hayyos of the Machlekes Tanam and Hechsher Mitzvah. So Chazal said, if the Torah allows bris milah and Shabbos, we have to cut some slack also in the Din of the Rabbanan. And other Rishonim say, no, Chazal were not giving special position to a bris milah. Chazal have a rule that one the Rabbanan b'Tzarech Mitzvah is Osir. A double on Tzarech Mitzvah, that's already mutter. Shvus is Mokayim Mitzvah. So that's how we generally paskin, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah records in Shin Zayin Sif Hei. Right? That's the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Dorish and Malachim Nosel says, B'Shabbos El Mishum Shavos, can ask a guy to do it on Shabbos if it's Mikzas Choyli, Sarach Arbe, alright? Or to bring a shofar, you don't have a shofar nearby. So in all those situations, there are Mechaber writes Yesh Oisrin. There are some who say that no, the special din for Bismila. We cannot apply it to Shefet Lumen Esrin. And the Ramah writes that we pask in the Lahatir and the Yesh Mekilin Afilu Melacha Dei Raisa. So that is the Minik Ashkenaz. I believe that is Minik Sfar as well. A new Sefer came out. There's a new series of Sfarim coming out called Halacha Brewer by Rav David Yosef, present chief rabbi, and it's a similar style to his father, Rechem HaChaim. both in terms of the amount of material collects and the voluminous product that's going to be at the very end. You have to get more shelf space if one wants the entire set. So the if one wants both the father and the son, you're going to need a whole new unit probably. So the so I was reading his sefer, so he seemed to say that sounded like he didn't say that Sfarim is different. For Ashkenazim, Sfarim the same. So that's Shvusa Shvut Mokim Mitzvah. So we sometimes can be and can ask a goy directly without a rabbis to do an Iser Derabbanan. Right, that's very, very helpful. The Moshel, most of the fluorescent light is an Iser Derabbanan. An LED light, I believe, an Iser Derabbanan. An incandescent light, that's an Iser Deraisa. So you couldn't ask a goy if he didn't have you weren't able to learn. You wouldn't hear it to daven because you couldn't read. So then, to ask a goy to put on a fluorescent light, LED lights. Most shuls now probably have all fluorescent LEDs. I don't know if shuls will have incandescent lights. So that would be a shvus to shvus ben mokim mitzvah. Again, only ben mokim mitzvah. It's not the kind of thing that we would run to do. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says this applies if a person has unexpected guests. Someone needs to do some kind of isa drabbanon. He would also be makil. And having taken care of the needs of guests, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that is a tzarech mitzvah. Good. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah points out in Shin Zayin Sif Kotan Hey Sif Kotan Yutes Avol Dovish Yisurei Min HaTorah Oser Al Yedei Eina Yehudi Afilu Lidvar Mitzvah. That is still oser. Val Kain Oser Le Loimar Le Yehudi Lahadlik Ner Kedei Lulmay Lespalel. So the Mishnah Berurah said, what is the Mishnah Berurah? Why did he all of a sudden give that example? Because he was referring to a shita of the Iter. And that's in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. And there the Mechaber writes that if a goy lights, that puts on the light for a Jew, so a Jew cannot use that light. If a goy put on a light for non-Jews, a Jew is able to use the light. We paskin if a goy puts on a light for cholim, someone's allowed to be nene from that light because a goy can do a malacha for a cholim, right? Rav Chaim Kineski writes, what happens if the electricity went out in the block and the PSG fixes it? So you're allowed to be nene from their malacha and Shabbos. So he says, yeah, because they did malachas. When they fixed the light on the block, first of all, they did it for Rav Goyim. But let's say not Rav Goyim, let's say talk a densely Jewish neighbor, end up doing it for a Jew. He said, but they did it for the street lights. To have a street light work, not street lights, for the Ram Zarim, for the traffic lights. He said, traffic light, that's could be a sakana to fix it up for a traffic light. They did it because there are babies in the neighborhood. There are old people in the neighborhood. So once you have babies and old people, so then those are all Tzarchei Cholim. So therefore, everyone can be nana from the work that the goyim did on Shabbos. However, let's say the tzarech mitzvah, let's say the shul is dark, that they didn't put enough windows in, and it's a cloudy Shabbos morning, people cannot read the siddur, the baal kari can't read the sefer Torah, right? So that so what's the din then? So pashtus is lighting candles the day raisa. So what should be awesome? That's what the Mishnah was pointing out. Shvus, fluorescent LED, we're okay. But the wicking candle, incandescent, that should be awesome. What happens if a person's home is dark, comes Friday night, and the Shabbos clock failed? So now you're going to have your Friday night meal, and the Shabbos candles are going out in the middle of the soup. What's the din? You're going to have a very uncomfortable Shabbos suda. So the... So again, pashas would be oser. However, we have a surprising sheet of the ether that the remote quotes in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis. He quotes mutter loymar leni yehudi lahadlik. He says it is mutter to tell a non-Jew to light a candle. Listen to Shabbos. Mishum disfir leidem mutter la mira eni yehudi afilu ben lochu gemur ben okay mitzvah. And this is the run quoting the ether. The afal shall be there. No good rabbin lahokil be double the times I knew the halachic nations. People have the skula. So the The Rambam writes at the end, Yesh lahachim b'mam v'akim shein tzerach gono. The Rav ha'poskim cholkim al svar azu. Most poskim are machmir. And they bring the Rai. The Rai is by Brismila. So Chazal v'mekel an amira la'akum l'tzerach mitzvah for Brismila. A Chazal v'mekel an ashvus l'shvus l'tzerach bris. But they weren't mekel in any situation. So that's what the Rambam's pointing out. And that's why the Mishneh Berurah and Shin Zayin Hei said, I want to remember, we paskin like this, like the end of this remote. We are not makel in allowing non-Jews to do a malacha de'raisa, even litzarech mitzvah, shus teshvus, that in most cases they're like that. There is, however, the remote does write that unless there is, he says, mishum zen nogu, Rabbim Lahokel Bidoro the Tabis and Yudah Lik Neiris and Tzerach Suda Bifrat Pesudas Chasana. Mila, the Ein Moche Biyodam. Mishnah does write, there are some that have, and Mishnah writes, you know what? Mutav Shushayim Al Yehu Mizidim. Then the Mishnah writes, and the Shlom was very Machmer after Tzerach Gono. And he saw that many people used to be Mekel. When were they Mekel? They were Mekel on towards the end of Shabbos. So then, and then there's a discussion amongst the poskim as to at the end of Yom Kippur, when Jews could not by holding by Ne'ilah, but it was still Yom Tov, and Jews could not read the Siddur anymore. So the Gra was thought that we should not be Samech on the Eater. And the Chasam Sefer should not be Semech in Eter. And they asked the Nehru Yehuda, what are we Semech on? We have Easter Begoyim coming around after Mincha, Yom Kippur, and lighting the lights so people could read the Slichas of the Ilah. So Nehru Yehuda writes that, he says, I know people do this. He said, when I was here, before he came to Prague, the Nehru Yehuda was in a town called Yampola. He said, when I came to Yampola, I found the people they have the goyim come in Yom Kippur, and therefore bitalti aminigazeh, raki tarti. I did allow goyim to bring in candles that were lit already. They were lit every Yom Kippur. He was makel on the Sirah Bukta, shus to shus. He was makel on. He was makel on the gezerah of not carrying lit candles because maybe you'll end up increasing the light. And then he was makel. For olam shenogu het there. The Nehuda writes, and the people are noyeg to. Ladlik Neros, so there Soymef on the Ramaz Yeshayrim, on this Eitur, to allow Mlochidmur, even though the Ramaz writes that we should be Machmir, right? Unless there is a Tzerach Gadol. Yeshlachmir b'mokim she'ein Tzerach Gadol. But the Ramaz says Tzerach Gadol can be Soymech on the Eitur. So the Nehru Yehuda says, people understood that to be able to daven a Ne'ilah, the way you should daven Ne'ilah, that's a Tzerach Gadol. But the Nebuna writes, Abul Mem is Kosher Moy, B'yoyim HaKodesh Hazeh, Lechnos V'Pritz of the Chukul, L'smech L'das Yochim. He says, two ways of looking at it. Either it's Yom HaKodesh, I need to daven, a Tzerach Gadol. And he says, no, but V'Yisemech L'das Yochim, Yom HaKodesh, how can you do that? V'Gavar HaKodeshech, Kodesh V'Spalalu. So then he says, better that v'im kvar govar hachosh if it's in the Mishnah, the Nehru says if you're in the Shtilah Shemen Esrei, that's a way, and the Jews cannot read the Shtilah Shemen Esrei by Nila, that's a Tzerach Gadol. But if the Tzibur already davened and now the Shliach Tzibur is going through the Piyutim, he said in that case mutav layomer Piyutim the Slichos v'yishmu me'ashatz. It's better to be to be able to daven Ne'ilah as a Tzerach Gadol, but to go through the piyutim, he thought then it's better, that's not a Tzerach Gadol, and it's better to be not to have the goyim do in Issa De'Raisa. Halacha L'Maisa, this is a question that comes up very often in shuls, comes up very often that the lights weren't set properly. So nowadays, so it always was a difficult decision. Generally speaking, we would be, I think, our mekel letzerech tzibur letzerech mitzvah. If it's mamash tzerech, so I think that's a general principle. Again, nowadays it's almost always we get confronted with asking guys to do the rabbanon. The other thing which comes up is the air conditioning's off, wasn't set properly, or the heating's off, not set properly. So if it's a very, very pressed situation, you have hundreds of people in a room, and somebody's going to faint if you don't, or a very pressed situation and it's getting cold and you have older people there, then it's easy to make them. But halacha l'maisa, usually resetting the thermostat is a drabonah, not a deiraisa. It's hard to find a deiraisa. And if you reset the thermostat, if you have gas, we should back up a little bit. Air conditioning was almost always the rabbanon, but a thermostat could be, it could be that it's a deiraisa. It could be because you end up, because it could be you're starting some gas fire. It depends if it's a gas flame, it could be deiraisa. Right, so that would be you had only could be mako if people are going to get sick. Don't get sick, and it'll be a little bit cold, then you wouldn't be able to. There is another tzerach goes in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's when the Eira falls down. If the Eira falls down, so again, usually it'll be fixed by the Rabbanon. But if they have to do a deiraisa, so then there the Mishnah writes, he thinks it is, we should be samech on the Eiter, because otherwise people will be nichshol, people end up carrying. So people shouldn't be nichshol, that's also considered to be a tzerach godol. That's a tzerach tzibur and tzerach mitzvah. So tzerach tzibur, tzerach mitzvah, that's what we consider asking a guy directly to do even a possible deiraisa. To rabbanon, then that would be a shvusah shvoka mitzvah. So it could be that when the air conditioning, air heating is off, the Baal Batim gets very angry and they start complaining about the unhole of the shul. It could also be to avoid that, but also be a tzerach mitzvah. They shouldn't get say not nice things. They mach the whole tzibur and lashon hara. Can also be a tzerach mitzvah. What's that?
Can't avoid it.
Go ahead.
We say we're allowed to call the, you know, for these going to be a tzarach gadol, yeah. Tzarach mitzvah. How many things are we allowed to buy? Like, we, you know, pull out a cell phone and call them if they're not there and say, okay, can you come now? And
No. Whoa. You can only buy the amil and achri. You wouldn't say any derabbanan.
Right.
So you can't pick up the phone and call. Right. No. Only Amir Lenachri. Amir Lenachri is less. Is a lower level Isir. When Chazal asked Shinoi, they didn't say let the Tzarech Mitzvah. No, there's no record. There's no Eter by Shinoi. And Uguf, certainly not. But Amir Lenachri, so there Chazal said that Hayois Amir Lenachri is a more striking Chumrah, because I'm not thinking Melach at all. Right, so by Amir Lenachri, then Chazal said that so I can't do it Rabbanon to get the goy. No, the goy is on premises. The goy is nearby. I can ask him to come in.
You'd be able to, let's say, tell one non-Jew to call. Like, for example, if someone has like a housekeeper,
yeah,
tell the housekeeper to call the. If you're like in a bungalow colony, tell the housekeeper to call the bungalow handyman, and the rabbi will direct him how to fix the eruv.
Yeah, you know, once to, yeah, forget that. That would even be probably shus to shus. Yeah, that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is there any need to be like Maranis, like if you can, about like turning on the lights?
So I know that some Yosef writes that if it's better to be Maranis. Why? Because the Yosef said that if being sevach on the eater, so if you're Maranis, then you nothing yet. Then you're being, then you're. Much more solid ground. Right.
Can you just clarify? Yeah. Tzarech mitzvah and tzarech ravim, you said even a deoraisa?
Tzarech mitzvah, if it's a tzarech mitzvah, tzarech ravim and tzarech mitzvah, so then we are, then there's a, I said, common practice to ask a guy to be a mil anochi, even for one, even on.
Even a violation of a
deoraisa. Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be, I mean, it has to be a. It doesn't have to be him getting sick. I mean, like, or it could be.
So that's a tough call. It has to be. It's tzarech. It has to be. It's a real tzarech. Now there is, if it's just a question of the Jews being more comfortable, I wouldn't say they're okay. They'll be more comfortable. They can sit in their coats, not coats. But if it's hard to determine when it becomes a tzorech, that we would be tzorech on the eater, but it's there. If people are schwitzing, lemaisa, you look around the room sometimes and you know that if you don't get the air conditioning on, everyone's going to be sleeping in 2 minutes. It's not going to be davening. Nope. And they'll be miserable. So that I think is a tzorech mitzorech, that's a tzorech level. They go to the competition. It's for sure tzorech level, right? So the when it's cold, it's less. If no one's going to get sick, so then they're going to stay awake. They're going to do the mitzvahs. They're going to daven fine. So less note. But also, that's only if you have gas air conditioning. It could be that if you have
electric,
it might be that there's. I'm not sure, because when things get red hot, it's also a havar deraisa. Things get red hot, it's also a havar deraisa.
And how do you define rabbim here? As I have 6 people at home. Is that rabbim? Guest? What's a rabbim? What's tzarich rabbim? Meaning of people.
I don't know. Yeah, if it's. I don't know when does a family become a rabbin. I mean, a minion would certainly be a rabbin. I don't know.
What you have 10 people at home, even family members. 2 families together, I guess, when it's 12 people. 10 male, at least. I don't know. Or even women. I don't know.
Become women as well? It's a good question. Exactly when does it become? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's discussed with clarity. And I don't know. I'm not sure. Good. So then another very common issue is when the issues of psikresha. Many of our challenges are psikresha challenges, and that's a machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, but the Mechab, but the Mishneh Berurah and the Alter Rebbe all are making like the Magen Avraham against the Mishneh Berurah, and in terms of modern poskim, Rav Shechter has told me many times that we are Mekel and Amiral and Nochri for Psikresha, Rav Moshe is Mekel, about Yosef is Mekel. And the idea is that the reason why this is so relevant is because this is the most common question. If you forgot to turn off a light in the fridge, so that's Psikresha. Even if the light that's going to go on is going to be an incandescent light, or if you forgot to turn off the oven, or you put the oven on a timer and it didn't go off. So all of these things are psik resha issues. If you forgot something in the car, so kind of, according to many posts, it's only psik resha. So machlokas whether opening a car door is a issue of muktze, tiltul muktze. Many posts hold it's not tiltul muktze. So the only issue is if lights go on. All right, that's a psik resha. So in a you want to go into, you need to ask someone to walk into an electric door. It also be psik resha. So very often our issues are psik resha issues. So that being the case, it's important to keep in mind that it's an amira's mut. You don't have to do rabbi. You don't have to do rabbis to your neighbor. You forgot to turn off a light. So you don't have to do rabbis to your neighbor and tell your neighbor the whole story that you have a light in your fridge and you turned on it again. And then at the end of the day, probably it's going to end up being a mirror anyways. Probably it's not going to be a real remis. It'll be a remis hasur, right? Why are you telling me the story? Right? So, but at the end of the day, you're asking the person to do, we can ask them directly. So you mind opening the door? But I can't open the door. Because that's psikresha. So for me, it's also because psikresha is also psikresha necha. But for a goy, it's not osir. Why is it not osir? So the pashtus is because there's no shlichus of a malacha. I'm actually going to open the door for me. The fact that that's going to now yield to a to another melacha. I'm not asking him to turn off the light. I'm asking him only to my shlichus is to open the door of the fridge. My shlichus is to open the oven to get the food out. I can't do it because memela another melacha will take place. That's what the Magen Avraham's mahalach. The Vilna Gaon says no. The Vilna Gaon says it's all one melacha. It's all one action. So therefore, apparently, even it would still be osur even for Amiril and Achrin. But again, it's I pointed out how many of the Meshivim are Megal, and that seems to be, I think, the Shemir Shabbos, I believe. But I'm not sure that he also quotes this. And then, if there's a Machlokes a Poskim, so then Bil and Achri is a Drabbanan, so we say so to one of the cool. For example, a person's Machlokes not to open cans and Shabbos, open bottles on Shabbos. So, generally speaking, those are Misakin Mana. So, be drawn Drabbanan anyways. But might not be a Tzarech Mitzvah. But since it's a machlokes it's a poskim, whenever there's a machlokes it's a poskim, so we can ask a goy, even though I paskim l'chomer, but I know others paskim l'kula. So there's enough of a suffix that we can say suffix on the Amir l'nachri is l'kula. One of the common questions come up, and this is an issue I think that's al shulchan malachim, is whether hachana l'choyel. Can I ask a goy on Shabbos to do something which is the only reason I need to do it now is because I need the space on Matzoy Shabbos. 100%, right? I have, the shul has an event on Matzoy Shabbos. And the shul had an event on lunch. So it would be nice to have the shul ready on Matzoy Shabbos already. So can I ask the goy to clean up? There's no Easter, there's no malacha. Why can't I do it? Because if I clean up, I'm doing hachana l'chayel. So can I ask a goy to do hachana l'chayel? So the pashta says that should be osur. Anything a Jew can't do in Shabbos, I cannot ask a goy to do in Shabbos. That's the chara, the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. The primogodim has a suffix in this, and some are machriya l'kula. Exactly why the primogodim has a suffix, I'm not sure. I think it has to do with the Gemara of Machshich Alatchum, that sometimes Chazal were allowed us for certain tzrochim to not to do a Maisa Achana, but to make ourselves available on Shabbos so that we'll be available for something for right after Shabbos. So that I think that has led some poskim to say that it is mutter to do a miru l'nachri hachana al yedei miru l'nachri. I know that some of the major organizations, they allow the caterers to clean up on Shabbos, even though it's tzarech, so that they don't have to come back on Tzoy Shabbos. So I'm surprised by that. I think that we should not take that remake. Well, there are numerous situations where it will be mutter anyway. So for example, let's say the goy don't come back Motzei Shabbos. You tell the goy, I need this room available 2 hours after Shabbos. So please come after Shabbos and clean up. Now the goy may want to come before Shabbos. Is that enough showing? The goy is there. The caterer is there for lunch. The caterer's his help would much rather clean up now and go home than come back Motzei Shabbos. If the guy wants, generally speaking, let's say you have a non-Jew in the house. So if a non-Jew wants to do malacha on Shabbos, so that the non-Jew can do more malacha for you in Matzoy Shabbos, that's awesome. But if the non-Jew, because that's not a dati nashoy, but if the non-Jew wants to do malacha on Shabbos because they want to be able to relax on Matzoy Shabbos, they're going to go on Matzoy Shabbos. That's a dati nashoy. They're doing it for themselves. So that's why when it comes to most of the catering situations, there is very, very often, or even when it comes to shuls, very often you have a non-Jew on premises to do. Why are they on premises? On premises because you have many things that are not malachos that you want them to do. You want them to set up the Kiddush. That's not a malacha. They can set it up, right? The Jews can daven. Or sometimes you have situations where, let's say, in the course of Shabbos, the bathrooms will become close to being unusable. So that's probably a tzerech rav mitzvah, that the shul should be accessible, all aspects should be accessible. So that would be, and sometimes it's a tzerech mitzvah that people be able to use the shul and daven and learn the shul. So they're there anyways. So they want to do the. So they don't want to come back with Tzoy Shabbos. So that it would be a daita nafshoi. I would still, from a practical perspective, I would not want that to become a routine part of the shul. In other words, to set up the shul for shul shiddus, why not? But to become a routine part of the shul that we see the guy sitting from a Tzoy Shabbos, so aniz daiti, that will lead to a zilzul Shabbos. And I. That's why when we have caterers, so I don't let the caterers clean up on Shabbos for Matzoi Shabbos. Certainly not on a routine basis. It becomes a general zilzul. And we have going and schlepping in, schlepping out, loading up the trucks. Go ahead.
What about for, because it's now becoming more and more of an issue, but the non-Jewish, security team that'll, arm an alarm or something like that? And
so for security, that's always, I think, it's
I want to cater, first day Yontif to second, is that already Tzarech? You're saying that would be more Tzarech Mitzvah if he's setting Hachana from first day Yontif?
First day, second day.
Second day?
It's only Tzarech Mitzvah if he can't do it
on
at a different time. Yeah.
They're just trying to get ahead of himself.
Yes, I would see that less of a zilzal. If he wants to be more prepared so he can do more for me, that's a problem. He wants to be more prepared because it's better for him. Rather, it's easier for him to set things up on the first day Yom Tov, rather than come early the second day. No, I would see less of a zilzal on that. I would be comfortable with that because that's the din. A din of shoy. So you can't make up isurim. If you see that's going to be perceived in the shul in a difficult way, I think you should be more careful. And then that's the din of achana. There is bechlal. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a sheet when it comes to achana, which is I think Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. Shlomo Zalman is a chiddush that achana is only osir if it's noticeably being done from Matzoi Shabbos. But if the activity that we're looking at is in fact preparing for Matzoi Shabbos, but it's not perceived as preparing for Matzoi Shabbos. For example, taking one's talis home from shul on Shabbos. So why am I taking it home? So it'll be at home, so I'll know where it is. I'm taking it home, so it'll be accessible to me. So that's an act of achana. So most folks will say, you can't take a talis home from shul Matzoi Shabbos, find a place in shul. Folding a talis, so it might be a problem of libun. But most assume, in addition to libun, it's hachana, because I'm done with the talis right now. Why am I folding? So it'll look good next time I use it. But Shlomo Zalman said, no, whatever is a normal thing to do, in my mind, I'm putting it away. I use it, I put it away. I have my sitter, I take it home. So in my mind, if somebody asks you what you're doing, you wouldn't say, well, I'm taking the sitter home so I'll be able to use it tomorrow. I take it home, because that's where my sitter belongs. It belongs at home. So anything which is part of the normal course of events, Shlomo Zalman is mechadesh, that's not achana. But I think most folks can say otherwise. They say that you do have to evaluate that. So that's another tzad l'hokel sometimes, that for a merely outcome. Generally speaking, while we're, again, on this nekuda, there's the adaitid nafshoi allows goyim to do melacha when it's not absolutely necessary. For example, let's say I ask a goy to wash the dishes on Shabbos. So I can wash dishes on Shabbos. When I wash, I have to use cold water. Good. So I can ask a goy to wash dishes. Now the goy says, why should I wash dishes with cold water? Because I use hot water. So that he can do. Because as long as I can do it in some form, I can sweep on Shabbos. The goy wants to use the vacuum cleaner. No, the goy wants to use the dishwasher. He can do it. I'm asking to do something which is mutter. I cannot ask him to do something which can only be done by malacha, that I can't ask him to do. But as long as I can do it by open heter, then I can ask a goy to do it. And if he decides he wants to do himself both an iser, that's entirely mutter. That's not a problem. Even there's some poskim, there are. When they have a dishwasher, so then there is a concern that Avshan Milsa, that it can't have something done for you, which is very, very noisy. So maybe he has to do it at a time when people are not around. It could be Zilzal and Shabbos. All right, that could be a concern. So, Ike, we're going to ask?
By the talents, could you say that it's.
By the what?
By
hear.
Folding the talents after you finish, besides your Soma Zaman, is it some, for some people, for leaving the Shul Talis for sure, Asora, for now, that it shouldn't look like a big hefker belt that all the talents are thrown all over the chairs as a mess. Even rolling in a ball, some people find that very disturbing to roll the talents in a ball and put it back. Asora, now that I should put it back. Not perfect.
I don't know.
If I put tefillin during a regular week and I throw it in the bed,
yeah.
That's a zilzal of tefillin. Shouldn't put that to the towels too.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to say. In one's private home, so I do think that is often a good, a compelling svar, right? To organize the dishes, to put the dishes in different places, because people don't like to have, it looks very unpleasant to have dirty dishes all over the place. It looks unpleasant, sometimes it can be unpleasant, it can attract roaches. So I think that's all, that is a Basher Rosham idea. In shuls, I'm not sure. This is the way, you know, if, I don't know. You know, it may be a personal thing. And this is what the, it looks neat, it doesn't look neat. But this is what, this is what people seem to do, because to be nizer and not hachana, maybe that's, I'm not sure how to call it.
No, I just want to make the same tefillas tashmish kedusha since it's tashmish mitzvah, so you wouldn't treat them the same way, especially if you're concerned that you would be doing libun if you fold them.
Libun with that we would not be making the libun, right? I was assuming that if there's no problem of libun, no problem of gihutz, so then out of covered for the talus. Right? I'm not sure how to call that. I don't know. Bein Hashmoshes is also very important to keep in mind that Chazal did not aser amir la'akum bein Hashmoshes. When Shabbos comes in till Tzeis, Chazal said that we can do melacha al yidei goy letzerech mitzvah. So that becomes very, very crucial. A guy gets stuck coming home erev Shabbos, calls you from the car. So one of the things that's important to keep in mind is that you can still commission a goy to drive you home till it says. So a person gets stuck, a person cannot plan it, obviously can't plan it, obviously. But the person's driving home and they see that they made a miscalculation or there was an accident or something, and now they're, how are they going to get to their place? So I think getting to one's place is a tzorach mitzvah, usually. If I'm stuck, I can't get to the island, but I can stay in Queens and Shabbos. I'm not sure that's the Terech Mitzvah. If I'm going with my whole family, that's the Terech Mitzvah, right? If I'm going for a specific reason to be on the island, so that could be the Terech Mitzvah. So there could be many situations where one can have a Hatzolah Purta, or a significant Hatzolah, by asking a goy. So a person calls you and it's 20 minutes before Shkia. So you explain to them, all right, now with Uber and Waze, you can really work these things out. So now you figure out where you're going to, you never leave until Shkia. But you figure out where you're going to be 10 minutes before Shkia. Okay, and you figure out where you can park your car, where you can pull off. And then you order an Uber to that place. So that, I was said that recently that a family was on the way to the island, found a number of kids, and there was an accident, they were stuck, and they were stuck in Queens. I said, so you find with the GPS, find where there's a parking lot, find a strip mall, order the Uber to that place, and then you get another 40 minutes from Shkia to go. Yeah. So they ended up going to the oil. That's what they figured out. They left their car. They wanted their car to be protected over Shabbos. So the idea is they went to the oil. They ordered the I don't know if the oil is listed in the Uber, I'm not sure, but they're able to get the, left the car with the oil, and they, I guess they left a little petek or something to get trees, and they're able to get the place in by Shabbos. It's important to keep in mind, people call Erev Shabbos. So we covered the Shvus to Shvus. There is a question amongst the Achronim of an Amira li'Amira. Is an Amira li'Amira Shvus to Shvus? In other words, I need a Melacha de'Oraisa, so I put my heating on. So can I ask a Goy? If they ask a Goy to do a Shinui, that's an Amira li'Amira, that's a Shvus to Shvus. Right? But asking a Goy to ask a Goy. So that's a Machlokes Achronim. One of the Gedolei Achronim, the Avodas HaGeshuni, thought that that should be called, I think a Chavis Yir also, that should be called a Shvus to Shvus, because in fact, I'm doing it the Rabbanim, and that Goy is doing what would be for me also the Rabbanim. So why should it be different than a Goy doing a Shinai? Nevertheless, there are Achronim who say that that Shvus to Shvus may be two different kinds of the Rabbanim. Not, and is a Goy really doing a Rabbanim when doing a Rabbanim for me? So that's an interesting question, a Lomdish question. Is a Shvus to Shvus, is an Amira la Amira Shvus to Shvus? Okay, but Chayim say that when you're Pesach at Chag, when you can be Soymech and a Shvus to Shvus, again, a Chayim Shvus to Shvus, it's a Rabbanim. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I'm going to go back to the car situation.
Yeah.
You're saying after Tzeis Kochavim, at that point, what if it's still the Mako Mitzvah or whatever, why, let's say it's past, I mean, not you started that point, but you won't get to your place until 5 minutes after Tzeis, would you
right.
Go? You have to.
I so mean, Pashas, then you have to get out.
Have to get out.
Yeah, then you have to get out.
What are you doing wrong at that point? Staying, sitting in the car?
Oh, I think it's a continuous Amira L'Nachri. When you tell a Goy, you told the Goy, let's say you tell the Goy Erev Shabbos. So it's still Amira, so then you still
right.
Can't get in the car on Shabbos. So here, even though I told the guy 10 minutes ago,
once Tzeis
kicks
in,
it's still continuous, I think it's still part of the Amira.
It's like I'm re-amiring, re-telling him.
And again, I'm not sure, he's acting my shliach. So before it was shliach beheter, and now it's a shliach v'isir. He's doing my bidding, what I want him to do. So now he's doing a v'isir when the Shabbos comes in.
What is are you doing by sitting in the car in the back? I mean, at that point.
So I'm not protesting. I'm not being involved. I'm not getting out. I'm telling nothing to stop.
Yeah, what's the issue?
Well, what's the issue? Let's say I would ask a guy. I'd take a guy aside Shabbos morning. Say I need to go someplace.
Right.
So what's the issue?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, but the two parts of me. One is the Amir, the Avodah, and one is the Shlichus.
Right.
That he's doing my Shlichus. So I have to stop him doing my Shlichus. As long as he's doing my shlichus, I'm chazal said I can't do that.
I don't think it would be the same. I mean, I'm just conjecturing. It wouldn't be the same with. It's the same thing with Uber, even though you didn't really say anything. You kind of just, ordered, press some button on your smartphone, and he got the.
I would think it's also
it's
shlichus.
Still the same thing. Again.
Yeah, I think so. I did the shlichus via digitally. It's still shlichus. I think so. This particular case where you're in the car and it saves, so then if it's a sakona to get out there, then you keep on going. Right. But if it's not a sakona, then and again, Chochem Rosh, you may have to tell him 10 minutes earlier. You may need to tell him I can't make it there, and it's not a sakona, but it's going to be a very very long walk. So you may say, no, let's go to a hotel instead. Have to work it out.
One second, but wouldn't still be a shvuz v'shvuz v'mako mitzvah? That, I mean, you still want to get to the place as soon as the v'mako mitzvah.
Good.
So it was a shvuz that I told him, and it's still a shvuz that I'm, and now I'm doing a mirror, but it's still a v'mako mitzvah.
But driving is a deraisa.
For him, for the going.
Yeah.
Not for me,
it's only one shvuz.
But me sitting in the back of the car,
that's a shvuz.
Is it a deraisa for me?
No, it's a derbana for you. It's one
right.
derbana.
That's what I'm saying. It's a shvuz, the shvuz.
No. One shvuz.
Oh, because
I'm asking the guy to do a deraisa. So when I ask the guy,
I understand.
Okay.
Got it.
Good. Okay. Good. So then, so I think that covers a lot of things to keep in mind. Segreisha that in nafshoy amir demira ben hashmoshes, and and the tzarech gadol, the tzarech rabim, tzarech mitzvah. Okay, good.